comments ranging from long-range projects to short-term fixes yesterday as comments range from long-term projects to short-term fixes yesterday as the House Energy Committee took testimony in Nome. Paul Korchin from KNOM has more.
Several dozen residents attended the hearing, while a half dozen lawmakers learned more about the energy plight of rural Alaska, as well as alternative energy options. The representatives were clearly impressed by their tour of the new 18-turbine Banner Wind Farm just north of town. It went from conception to reality in just over a year. But BSNC President Tim Towerik challenged the state to be equitable with its assistance.
Bering Space Native Corporation and Sitnisoft invested $6 million of our own money, while at the same time, and I'm not saying it's bad, but at the same time, the state of Alaska is giving Siri a $25 million grant to build a wind farm on the island right next to Anchorage. It's quite a dichotomy for a rural area to invest its own funds to reduce our energy costs, while at the same time the state is giving a grant to an urban area to do the same thing. We'd like fair treatment.
Towerik also said Alaska needs to invest its energy dollars more strategically.
The state spends about $37 million a year on PCE. You could be spending $37 million on putting up alternative energy projects. And in a matter of 20 years, you would take care of all 200 communities in rural Alaska. To me, that is a smart use of the money that we're getting from the North Slope.
Towerik made clear he does not want power cost equalization to go away, but rather get enhanced via energy infrastructure projects. Meanwhile, the city of Nome is trying to follow the Banner Wind Farm's lead with a facility of its own. Mayor Denise Michaels indicated they've ranked their options.
Wind, geothermal, the gas pocket out in the Norton Sound, and wind was the best. And so we did submit an AE grant for $15 million to develop our own wind towers. We were very lucky that the governor approved $4 million of the $15 million. And so that kind of leaves us trying to figure out where are we going to get the remaining $11 million.
Committee members were not eager to promise more money from Juneau, but Dillingham Democrat and co-chair Bryce Edgman wondered whether the municipality could leverage other options.
There's no tax benefit for you. So what we really need to do is to find are you open to finding a private partner that would step in to help you, that would allow them to take the tax credit, which would actually buy down the cost of the project by the amount of the federal tax credit?
Fairbanks Republican Jay Ramres asked the Native corporations whether they could help.
So that we get the federal government to subsidize this project, why couldn't the city of Nome give you the $4 million, allow you to build the project, take all the deductions and the depreciation associated with it, and then sell it back to them?
BSNC indicated it's open to discussing possibilities with Nome, but also that getting wind power into the region's villages is a top priority, and there's only so much money to go around. The House Energy Committee visited Kotzebue and Noatak on Saturday. In Nome, I'm Paul Korchin.